This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says he's done a great thing in pulling the U.S. out of Syria, but one foreign affairs expert says he's ceding American power to a big enemy. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
As he claimed success, the president was quick to note the withdrawal was hammered just a few weeks ago.
Now people are saying, wow, what a great outcome.
Seth Jones at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it is, but not for the U.S.
It is the Russians.
Jones says Vladimir Putin's filling the vacuum the U.S. created by leaving Syria, just the latest toehold Putin's grabbed in the region.
Virtually every major country in the Middle East now has to go through Moscow as part of its political and military deliberations. Not Washington.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service is canceling harsh six-figure fines against illegal immigrants who have taken refuge in churches across the United States. Under a 1996 law, migrants who have failed to heed deportation orders are fined between $300,000 and $500,000. As part of his drive to crack down on illegal immigration, U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order in 2017 directing the agency to start collecting that money. But a coalition of immigration lawyers and rights groups representing seven targeted women living in churches called the fines illegal. As Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg addressed U.S. lawmakers' concerns Wednesday about the planned launch of a global digital currency, House Financial Services Committee Chairwoman Maxine Waters renewed her call to halt the launch and even suggested the company should be broken up. During testimony before the committee, Zuckerberg acknowledged the planned 2020 rollout is a risky project, but said the cryptocurrency would provide a secure method for millions of Americans who don't have bank accounts to make low-cost fund transfers. This is VOA News. Democrats pursuing their impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump demanded Wednesday that the State Department release key documents they had subpoenaed about his efforts to pressure Ukraine to open investigations to help him politically. The proceedings were interrupted by congressional members of President Trump's party. More from VOA's Lattice Ahok.
A group of Republican lawmakers stormed a closed-door deposition in the House Intelligence Committee space. The lawmakers were not members of the congressional panels conducting the investigation and had no right to demand entry, but they argued that the case was too important for the investigations to be held behind closed doors.
We are trying to have some transparency to this process. I represent nearly a million Floridians who are asking me my thoughts on this process, and yet I can't relay to them anything except what's being leaked to the media.
The disturbance delayed the scheduled deposition by several hours. Critics say the upheaval was created to distract public attention from the damage inflicted by a deposition given to lawmakers Tuesday by former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor.
That's VOA's Lattice Ahok reporting. European Union leaders are deciding on another extension to Britain's exit from the bloc after lawmakers in Britain frustrated Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to leave this month. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson insisted Wednesday that his plan is still to leave on 31st October.
I don't think the people of this country want a delay. I don't want a delay. I intend to press on, but I'm afraid we now have to see what our EU friends will decide on our behalf.
Johnson was forced by law to ask the EU for an extension, even though he didn't want one, after failing to pass his Brexit deal in Parliament last Saturday. The British leader then tried to rush the legislation through Parliament with just days to go before the deadline. While agreeing to the deal in principle, MPs Tuesday voted against this timetable. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Chinese manufactured drones purchased by the Pentagon months after their use was prohibited due to cybersecurity concerns. And they're being used as targets and are not being deployed with elite U.S. forces on missions. That's according to a Pentagon official. A VOA investigation last month revealed the U.S. Air Force and Navy had spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on drones made by market leader Dashiang Innovations for some of the military's most sensitive and secretive operators, including the Air Force's only Special Tactics Wing and Navy Sea Air Land teams. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.